latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester United headlines. Jose Mourinho wants to concentrate on the future now as he looks to bring the good times back to United, having been confirmed as the new boss at Old Trafford. Portuguese wants everyone associated with the club to forget the three-year spell under David Moyes and Louis van Gaal respectively, and now move forward as he looks to replicate the club's triumphant history under the Sir Alex Ferguson era. United failed to make it in the Champions League in two of the three seasons since Ferguson retired. Mourinho said, "I think we can look at our club now in two perspectives. Our perspective is the last 3 years, and another perspective is in the club history. I think I prefer to forget the 3 years and focus on the giant club I've named my hands now. I think what the fans are expecting me to say is, what is that I want to win. Yes, I want to focus on the history of this giant club and give what I have and what I don't have, so I'll absolutely give everything to try and go in the direction we all want." Still no word yet on his backroom staff, but Jose Mourinho will be looking to bring his own men in. By all accounts, it could spell the end of Ryan Giggs' tenure at the club. He's been a United player and on the backroom staff over the last 29 years. Well, as for Jose Mourinho's first signing, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is reportedly close to joining United after his time at Paris Saint-Germain has come to an end. The Sweden striker said he has a great relationship with Mourinho, having worked with him at Inter Milan in the past, and smiled and said, "Let's see what happens," when asked earlier in the week if he had an offer from United. Although his agent, Mino Raiola, has muddied the water somewhat, he said everyone assumes he'll be going to Manchester United, but it's not true. We could well pull a surprise at the end. And Roy Hodgson has said Marcus Rashford now is a serious contender for a place in England's Euro 2016 squad, but said there's still no guarantees. Rashford continued his rise to prominence in Sunderland on Friday night, scoring after a neat move after just 2.5 minutes of the 2-1 win against Australia. The Manchester United therefore become the youngest England debutant to find the net. Hodgson said, "I wasn't surprised with the way he played. He was always one of the players who was seriously competing for a place in the 23, and he's done his chances of travelling with us to France no harm." Well, Rashford's skipper at club and country level, Wayne Rooney, scored England second, having come on as a half-time substitute.